Proverbs 20, verses 1 through 15. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. The fear of a king is as the roaring of a lion. Whoso provoketh him to anger sinneth against his own soul. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg in harvest and have nothing. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man, who can find? The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. A king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? Diverse weights and diverse measures, both of them are alike abomination to the Lord. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. It is not, saith the buyer. But when he has gone his way, then he boasteth. There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Wisdom, righteousness, justice, integrity, diligence, and knowledge. These are the things that are precious in the sight of the Lord. While the flesh naturally loves laziness, drunkenness, dishonest gain, easy money, strife and contentions, and advertising oneself, these things are all great deceivers, entanglers, and ultimately destroyers. So let us give our hearts to Christ and be crucified with him. For they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. And so if we live in the Spirit, let us walk also in the Spirit. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man, who can find? The just man walketh in his integrity, his children are blessed after him. May the Lord keep us from the deceptions of the flesh. May he teach us the more honorable way. May he help us to truly become those men and women that are faithful and just and walk in the integrity of his light, his word. For who can say on their own, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? None can make such a claim. Although most boast of their own goodness, it matters not what man proclaims. For ultimately, it is Christ the King who sits on the throne of his judgment seat, whose eyes are like a flame of fire, who searches the hearts and reins of men. So let us not delay, but come now boldly to the throne of his grace, into his gaze, so that his look may purify our hearts from sin and scatter away all evil from within. For diverse weights and diverse measures, both of them are alike abomination to the Lord. Only the perfect balance and weight of his judgments are just. So let us fear the King, for he shall come as a roaring lion to judge and make war against all his enemies. and let us become like little children in his kingdom, humble and pure and right in him. For even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. And let us pray that the Lord may give us ears to hear his word and eyes to see his glory. For only the Lord can give us these things. Let us cease from strife and seek deep into the heart of our God for his counsel. Let us not be sluggardly, slumbering, nor sleeping, but may we awake to righteousness and partake of Christ, the bread of life, whether we be cold or hot. For when we buy the truth of his word and gain the understanding of the holy, then truly we shall not proclaim our goodness, but we shall boast in the goodness and glory of our God. For there is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Oh, that our lips might be ever fitted with the knowledge of the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Proverbs chapter 20, verses 1 through 15.